Olympic whispers and royal cheers. Olympic whispers and royal cheers. Meanwhile, back in East Greenwich, Elizabeth was making waves at her own Pistachios Cafe. With the London 2012 Olympics looming and a surge of regeneration projects sweeping across the capital, she had her eye on an opportunity in Victoria Park, Tower Hamlets. Tucked away near three busy football pitches stood a round, disused takeaway kiosk, shabby, overlooked, but perfectly positioned. Elizabeth saw more than bricks and dust. She saw potential. Her plan was classic Pistachios. Establish a mini takeaway unit, introduce the brand to a new community, and quietly position herself as the frontrunner when the council eventually tendered for a full-scale cafe site next to the soon-to-be-built skate park and children's adventure zone. Martin and Fred, ever the reliable duo, rolled up their sleeves once again for the refit, modest in scale, but executed with precision and character. It was yet another sign of how our network was quietly expanding, fueled by trust, reputation, and an infectious enthusiasm for bringing parks to life. Then came 29th of April 2011, a day etched in British memory. The wedding of Prince William and Catherine Middleton transformed the country into a sea of bunting, picnics, and cheer. With Westminster Abbey as the backdrop and global cameras tuned in, the Prime Minister, David Cameron, declared the date a national holiday. Street parties were planned, communities gathered. It felt only right that Pistachios in the Park should join in. At Manor House Gardens, we threw our own celebration. We set up a big screen to televise the royal ceremony live. Families arrived dressed to the nines, some in mock bridal gowns, others donning fascinators and waistcoats. Tables overflowed with homemade treats, Union Jack cupcakes, finger sandwiches, and cups of tea, and perhaps the odd bottle of Prosecco. It wasn't just an event, it was a moment. And true to form, Elizabeth matched the spirit of the day at her East Greenwich Plaisance Café. She adorned the café with festive decorations, served up themed treats, and welcomed every visitor with warmth and a twinkle of celebration. It was a perfect embodiment of the Pistachios ethos, community, creativity, and creating spaces where memories weren't just made, but cherished. Both cafés were buzzing, some of the busiest and most joy-filled days we'd seen. Cameras clicked, children laughed, and strangers became neighbors over cups of tea and slices of cake. I'm fairly certain Elizabeth even made it into the local paper that week, a splash of publicity you simply couldn't buy. But she didn't stop there. While most traders braced for the inevitable slowdown of January, what the markets call the kipper season, when post-Christmas frugality takes hold, Elizabeth leaned into it with her usual flair. Inspired by ancient hippie druid traditions, she dreamt up a community event rooted in the custom of wassailing. The concept was delightfully offbeat. People would gather to sing to the trees, embrace the plants, and coax them through the winter into fruitful bloom. She organized a day of joyous ritual. Warm coats, live music, laughter in the cold air, and plenty of hot chocolate to go around. Quirky, uplifting, and exactly what people needed. These were the moments that truly defined Pistachios in the Park. Not just growth and new openings, but the spontaneous celebrations, seasonal rhythms, and human connections that pulsed through each site. They were the little heartbeats of a bigger story. And with every beat, we could feel something extraordinary taking shape. These moments, the gentle growth, the impromptu festivities, the jubilant waves of national celebration, were the true heartbeat of our growing franchise. Each one added color, depth, and character to what Pistachios in the Park was becoming. With every shared smile, every community gathering, we edged closer to something extraordinary. And fittingly, the spirit of those early days still lives on. Wassailing has become a cherished annual tradition at East Greenwich Plaisance, Elizabeth's inspired legacy to remind us that even in the quietest seasons, there is always life to celebrate.